Up all this year, the theme of holy wholeness. And you probably remember the wellness wheel. This was created by our Evangelical Lutheran Church in America to help pastors and church workers primarily, but also all of us, to remind us that life is kind of like a wheel. And for a wheel to roll smoothly, it needs to be well balanced. And for our lives to be running smoothly, we need to be well balanced in all these different areas of life. And today we talk about physical well-being. So today we talk about our bodies. And talking about our bodies is about as personal as you can get. But also talking about our bodies holds us up, because our bodies, in a very real sense, obviously, are who we are. And let's face it, our bodies are pretty amazing things, aren't they? These bodies of ours, when we take the time to look at them and to admire them, and if you're a teenage boy, you admire it a lot. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
All right. Our bodies are something else. The book of Psalms reminds us that the psalmist says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." The ancient Israelites knew that our bodies are truly an amazing gift to us from God. Our bodies are worthy of us praising God, because these bodies, well, they can be something else. When you look at Anna's, now, he doesn't look like that anymore, just so you know. I've seen a picture of him in a bathing suit today. Not nearly that good. But when we think about our bodies, they can be very, very impressive. But I'm going to talk about parts of our bodies, not the muscles that Arnold has. But I want to talk about some of the truly amazing aspects of these bodies that God has given us. Things for which we need to give God praise. Let's start with this thing. Your thumb. You ever thought what an amazing thing your thumb is? To have an opposable thumb? Only a few animals in the world have opposable thumbs. Our opposable thumbs enable us to grasp things, to hold things, to manipulate things. How different would our lives be if we didn't have these? Or what about our eyes? Our beautiful eyes, these eyes in the front of our heads that enable us to have binocular vision in 3D and in color, that open up to us the entire scope of God's amazing creation. What a gift our eyes are. Or how about our mouths and our ears? Now, every creature's got a mouth, but ours, we are coupled with something else that enables us to have the gift of speech, that we can take sounds, random sounds, and put them together. And when those random sounds are uttered in the air and they come to our ears and they go to our brains, we are enabled to hear them and to interpret them and to make sense out of them. What an amazing gift our eyes and our ears are. Or how about the fact that when we hurt ourselves, I've got a Band-Aid on today, I did an owie yesterday, that when we hurt ourselves, in most cases, our bodies will be able to heal themselves. What a great and amazing thing. And our brains. Probably the most amazing part. I'm using the word amazing, but you know, our bodies are amazing. Our brains, the computer that keeps our bodies running and functioning. All of this is a gift from God to us in our bodies. Or the fact that a man and a woman together can create a new human being that grows inside. Oops, I missed my picture there. That grows inside the woman. You were probably wondering what I was talking about, still looking at the brain there, weren't you? The gift of new life is also one of God's great gifts for our bodies. Our bodies can run long, long distances. Our bodies can swim long, long distances. Our bodies come in all shapes and sizes, and isn't that amazing? And we as human beings, we come in all different colors and races. But all of us, we are part of God's great creation of human beings. Back to the Psalms again. Psalm 19 declares that you and I, we are part of God's amazing handiwork. We are God's creation. And what an amazing gift He has given us. And in the New Testament book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul, he also talks about the fact that we are part of God's handiwork. But we are God's handiwork that is called to serve God. We are God's handiwork created for good deeds in Jesus Christ. And that is the key thing, the central thing, which you and I need to keep in mind when it comes to our bodies. We are called to serve God. When we forget that, that's when we can mess up our bodies and our lives and the bodies and lives of others as well. You ever heard this? It's my body. I can do with it whatever I want to. That is a very common expression, not just today, but all through the ages. It's my body. I'm the master of my body. Nobody has any say over what I can and do. I am unique and I am in charge. It's a common thought, but very often when we have that thought, we end up making very, very bad decisions about our bodies because we put everything in the wrong perspective. It's when we say it's my body and no one else can tell me what I want that we say it's okay to let my body go. It's okay to just be whoever I want. It's when we have that kind of mindset, that is when alcohol can become such a disastrous thing for so many people's bodies. It's that same mindset that says smoking. I can smoke. Now, when we know smoking's not good for us, but we can still say, it's my body, I am going to do this. And the same with illicit drugs. Again, we were in West Bend yesterday, and West Bend is holding yet another heroin summit. Because as Pat said, a lot of people who live in Ozaukee County think, there's no problems here in Ozaukee County. We've all got our acts together, right? It's not true, folks. And the problem with illicit drugs shows how many people truly destroy their bodies because they forget the priorities. It can also be something with sexual diseases. People say, it's my body, no one can tell me what to do, and is there any rethought why there are so many sexually transmitted diseases going around today? We forget the proper priorities. We can forget the proper priorities when it comes to food as well. I looked it up, and Americans spend $40 billion a year on diets. All of these things can be issues with our bodies. Or a very common thing in America is those of us who say, I'm going to burn the candle at both ends. I'm going to work and work and work and work, and I don't need rest. And usually we discover what that ends up. I am the son of a workaholic pastor who worked himself into a quadruple bypass when he was 1 year older than I am. Okay? Many of you, you know how this can be a problem for people. We say, you're not the boss of me. It's my body. I can do whatever I want. And God has an answer to us. And God's answer is, say what? I don't think so. We heard the verse from Romans chapter 14 where Paul says, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. It's a very simple concept in the New Testament. You and I, we belong to God. We belong to Jesus Christ. It's not debatable. In 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul, when he's talking to people who are committing grave sexual sins, he reminds them that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit given to us at our baptisms. God's Spirit lives in our bodies, so therefore we are to praise and glorify God in our bodies. That's the goal of our bodies, to use them so that we give God praise and glory. In our gospel today, John the Baptist in prison sends word to Jesus. Are you the one we're waiting for? Are you really the Messiah? Or should we look at someone else? And how does Jesus respond? He talks about all the things I am doing to help people physically. Because you see, Jesus cared about people's bodies. Jesus wanted people to be healthy. Jesus wanted people to be whole. Jesus wanted people to live life to the fullest. He says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest. And that's why it is so important for us as Christians, because Christians can become very guilty of this. We can become so lax when it comes to our bodies. It is so important for us to remember that God wants us to live well, balanced lives. Because when we are not in balance, we are not whole. When we are not in balance, our lives are messed up and we can't be the servants that God wants us to be. So today, from your pastor, who is no medical professional, I'm just the person going through everything you're going through, Let's talk about some of the things you and I need to do to make sure that we do have physical well-being in our lives. These things, it's not a secret to any of us. We all know them. They're not that hard. We just have to work at them. It's not crazy. It makes sense. Karen and I today, through our health plan at the ELCA, we're starting a 5-week program to live a little healthier. We're going to give up unhealthy snacks for 5 weeks. But you know what? We know it's good for us. We need to do these things. God is the owner of our bodies. God gives us an owner's manual on how we are to live. So, a few things you and I, we can all do no matter what our age. The first is this. You know, we worry about our weight so much. The Bible doesn't really ever talk about weight loss. Did you know that? Because in Jesus' time, most people didn't have a problem because they didn't have enough weight to begin with because they didn't have enough food to begin with. But we today are called to be those who take a careful look at our weight because it is a huge problem for so many Americans. And it's as simple as eating meals that are well-balanced. This is not rocket science, is it, folks? We all know what's good and what's not good. But the Bible calls us to be healthy and well-balanced in the Lord. Now, I know that all of us have our weaknesses. Okay, I come from a family of chocoholics. I made a run to Pick and Save this week. In the evening when I got home, I was ordered to. And I spent $20.03 on nothing that was healthy. Now, we all know that we have our snacks and our weaknesses. And there's nothing wrong with that, but the Bible calls us to do all things in moderation. And that's what you and I are called to do and to be. To be those who live in moderation, who get rid of those unhealthy habits. You know what an unhealthy habit is. You don't have to search long and hard to figure out what's healthy and what's not healthy in our lives. The Bible never says that alcohol is wrong. It's bad. But the Bible says, in moderation, it is a good thing. The Bible never says that food is a bad thing, but it says, in moderation, it is a good thing. It warns us against gluttony. We are called to be those who eat and drink sensibly. It's understandable. We are called to be those who take and get rest. Now, this is a problem in the United States, and if you're in the business world, you maybe know about this all too well. We Americans think we have to work and work and work and work and work and work all the time. Remember when stores used to be closed on Sundays? Yeah, if you're younger, that was the way it used to be. When banks were not open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when you couldn't run to the store at 2 a.m. and get something. We Americans have fooled ourselves into thinking we can just keep going all the time. That's not true. God calls us to take something called Sabbath, to take something called rest. It's good for us. God made us to need rest. And as Christians, what does it say about us if we're too tired to get up on Sunday morning because we stayed up too late on Saturday night? Do we need to get our priorities straight? Absolutely we do. We need to exercise. I hate to say that to you folks. I hate to say it to myself sometimes, but you know what? We need to exercise. Exercise is good for us, and exercise can even be fun for us. Exercise is great for little kids, and exercise is great for those of us who are older. So no matter what you do not have to pump iron in the gym for 8 hours a day. But we are all called to get up and exercise. It is important. Okay, this is the one that's really personal. The three words I hate to hear from my doctor. As we age. I got my first senior discount 2 weeks ago. It was wonderful. I didn't know if I was happy saving the 5% or ticked off that they asked me what my age was. But you know what? Every one of us, we are aging, okay? We get older, and those of us who are getting older, we know what comes with getting older, right? Don't we? I've had back pain for 5 years. A lot of you know what that's like. I used to make fun of my mom. That's me now, folks, okay? We all go through the part of aging, and we have to understand that as we get older, we can't necessarily do things the way we did things when we were young, but we can still do things. We can still work to stay in shape. We can still exercise, keeping in mind that aging is just a natural part of being alive. It's not an evil that God throws upon us. Be thankful, if you have gray hair, that you've lived long enough to have gray hair. That is an important thing. A couple of quotes. Take care of your body because it's the only place you have to live. We only get one body. Until the day they come up with full body transplants, we're stuck with the one we've got. We need to take care of it. Take good care of your body. It's honoring God's creation. And that is so true as Christians. When we take care of our bodies, we are honoring God. Ball scene, Tim Tebow? Okay. You see it a lot in baseball games. Someone gets a hit. They make a good play. They give honor to God. They point to the heavens. Here's your homework for the week. This is kind of dumb and dorky, but you know what? Do this. This week, when something comes around, when you experience something that is from your body that you are willing to give thanks to God for, point to heaven and just say thanks. When you have a good meal, when you have a healthy meal, you know what? Just take a minute. I know we pray, but thank God. When you get out and have a little exercise, all right? Point to the heavens and thank God that you have had the chance to get out and exercise. If you wake up tomorrow on the right side of the grass, I love that phrase. We have a man on Thursday night who says, every day you wake up on the right side of the grass is a good day. When you wake up tomorrow, you thank God. Point to the heavens and thank God that He has given you this day and He has given you the chance to live in it. It is a good thing. And when you look in the mirror and you see that absolutely gorgeous person staring back at you, and even if that person doesn't look like that person used to look, give thanks to the Lord that He has given you this life and this body that is yours. Those are simple little things. You can come up with more. But make a conscious effort this week. Have people scratching their heads wondering why you're going like this, okay? To give thanks to the Lord. God has given us this life of ours, and we need to make sure this life is well balanced and is healthy. It is worth our while to do this. It is beneficial to those who love us to do this. And it honors our God. And let me just close with this amazing quote from Pastor Rick Warren about our bodies. God created it. Jesus died for it. The Spirit lives in it. I'd better take care of it. Amen. And I invite you to rise and join with me as we confess our faith. And today we confess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, which includes our bodies. And we honor this God who has done this for us. Join with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit.